This goes to Stephanie, Stephanie, boring, B like boy, O-R-I-N-G, P-A-C, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Caulkett, C-A-U-L-K-E-T-T, date of birth 5-3 of 1953. Dear Stephanie, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Caulkett with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, membranous nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was December 18th of 2023. He's been feeling well. He's lost 24 pounds over the last 7 months, and he's been on Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, 2.5 milligram once a week. He's having no other side effects other than decreased appetite, which was the hoped for side effect for those particular medications. He is feeling very good, and he believes his blood sugar is much more controlled than it was. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily, with lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide is 12.5 milligram daily. He's off the Actos, and he's on the Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram daily. Trelegy Ellipta, once a day. And Norvasc is 10 milligram daily. He also uses Provigil, 100 milligram once a day, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 214 pounds, pulse 61, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 122 over 80. Neck is supple, without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 2nd of 2024, or July 3rd of 2024. Creatinine is, hemoglobin 13.1, normal platelets, and white count is 11,000. Creatinine 1.7 with estimated GFR 43. his calcium 9.2. Sodium 139, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 4.5, TSH 1.05, and microalbumin to creatinine ratio 3:10. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to the membranous nephropathy, currently stable. 2, proteinuria, also stable and controlled with both Losartan and lisinopril. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.